Once Upon a Tangent.
Ted Brown literally on his high chair today.
This is nice facilities. I don't know where you got this from, but I can lean and recline, and I feel like you're high. You're a tall guy.
Yeah, thanks. Well, thanks. Like I earned it.
You did. You built yourself up to it, and well done. You wear it like a professional. I like it.
Well, Ted Brown, you broke the rules. Someone joining us for the first time, welcome to Once Upon a Tangent.
Welcome, and yes.
Normally they're standalone children's stories, episodes, but hey, we're not here for rules, man.
I learn the rules so I can break them. A very, important mentor told me that once. Learn the rules so you can break them, and I did it straight away without telling you. Sorry about that.
So, the title of previous episode, which I think was 7, was...
Scrub Chasm.
Yep.
It's a location, it's a camp, it's beautiful, yeah. It's like a mystery.
So if you're jumping on this for the first time, it's not the worst that you haven't heard the previous episode, because you were telling me all that you've told me about this episode is it could still be standalone.
It could still stand alone. There might be one or two details you go, oh, I don't know who that guy is. Doesn't matter. You haven't got the rich backstory.
Yep.
I like to call it rich backstory. It wasn't very rich. It was a backstory, though.
That was all right.
It's your choice. At this point, it's choose your own adventure. Go back to episode 7, listen to part 1, or be brave. Come with us into part 2.
Stay with us. There's a little bit of bait, tasty bait. So this is like a Scrub Chasm part 2, but you've got a different title?
Yeah, that's right. This one's called The Portals, Scrub Chasm 2. Just so you know that it's The Portals. And
right.
just in case you are sticking with us and you thought, I'm not going to rewind and go back to the other one, this is a camp deep in the woods. 40 kids go there, and it's a mystery what they do. It's just they can do whatever they want.
The boys were massively outnumbered, like 38 to 2 or something.
You remembered, yes.
Yeah, man.
That's exactly right, which means the boys have no one to hang out with. So
yeah.
So that's a very good starting point, because that's where I pick up part 2, The Portals.
Can't wait. I don't have to wait.
This is actually going to be very funny, because the first sentence is... As the only two boys out of 40 campers at Scrub Chasm.
Proof that I don't know any of this children's story at all that you have written yourself.
That's right. And you're starting to figure me out. I like it. Sam and Hal had become fast friends. I like that phrase. They sat together, they ate together, and they planned on sticking together until camp was over.
Cool. So fast friends, but how long's camp?
Actually, I think it was in my other
friendship
version.
Of X amount of weeks.
Maybe. I think I said it was 2 months. It's a 2 month camp.
Okay.
Like an American summer camp.
And fast friends is now like a new category.
Yeah, fast friends.
What are you two, besties? Oh, we're more fast friends. We're finding each other along the way. We're finding out about each other, but we instantly became friends. What's it based on? Being dudes.
Just being the only two dudes. So it qualifies us to be fast friends.
Healthy basis.
It's like quick bond. You know, the glue that you get with the two things.
Oh.
Two dudes, they meet each other, glue.
But sometimes that quick bond with too much stress breaks apart.
Oh, no.
It's your story.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but you're making me feel like it could happen.
The quick bond of friends. Cool.
Doesn't last forever. Okay. They had just finished breakfast in the food hall, and as they entered the main corridor, a 5-note chime sounded.
Wow. That's specific.
Yeah.
How would it sound?
I actually have one up my sleeve because I hoped you would ask me.
Excellent.
But I've forgotten it. It goes something like, do, 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 do. Is that 5?
Oh, yeah. Do, 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 do.
Yes.
So now it's a musical.
Yeah. I thought, if you ask me, that's the one I'll memorize. And I memorized it all week and I almost forgot it. But there it is.
When Scrub Chasm 2 grows too big for your audiobooks or whatever.
Yeah.
You're taking it on the road as a musical based purely on the chime.
There it is.
And the musical might have a new name.
Yeah,
the Chime.
Because the Chime, yeah, that's right.
The Chime, Scrub Chasm 2, The
Chime.
The Portal.
The Portal, yeah.
All right, yeah, cool. So the five-tone chime.
Fancy
and chime.
A calm female voice followed with this announcement. Day 1 has begun. Today's goal is explore. Find your tools. Find your own path. Do, 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 do. I assume there's another tone. I didn't write it, but...
No, that's cool. That tone sounds right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
So, yeah, how do you feel about that, eh? Just to give you a bit of
tools, so there's a little bit of freedom. Don't know what's coming. What will the kids do? A little bit of a sneaky choose-your-own-adventure type situation.
Yeah. This is too much choice, perhaps, for a young child of 13 years old, but this is what I thought Sam and Hal could figure out for themselves.
Cool. Might even be a little button on the audiobook that plays the chime.
Yes. Interactive. I'm all for interactive.
Yeah.
Do it. Digitize. It's the modern era.
Yeah. It's adventure time.
It's adventure time. And it picks up from here. The lights went out and the corridor was thrown into darkness. Laser-projected imagery coated the walls in millions of neon colours.
Whoa.
Does that make sense, coated the walls? Because I couldn't figure out another way of writing.
Like coated or coated?
Coated, as in like
yeah,
laser-projected over the surface.
It's now a new man's paint.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't have to hang around for ages.
That's right.
Don't like that. It's laser. Gone. It's laser. Wow, I love what you've done with the place. Yeah. Change. Wow, this is fancy. How's this?
Yeah, it's a high-tech place. It's a facility. Maybe they're being tested, you know, the guinea pigs. I'm just speculating my own book. I don't know. Like,
wow.
I don't know what's happening.
So we're doing chapters and speculating about your own story. I don't have a chance of nailing anything here.
That's right. No. It's open to you. It's all yours. Hundreds of doorways appeared on both sides of the hallway. The doors came.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's right. Bloop, 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 bloop. They're digitally sort of doors.
Sweet.
The doors came in all different shapes and sizes. Each one decorated in a unique pattern of colour and lights.
From lasers.
From lasers, of course. So, you know those projections they do when you go to like White Knight or installations? They're like, oh, the building looks like an old-time 1800s hotel, but it's really a bank building.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
It's painting. Painting pictures in my mind. Lasering them in my mind.
That's right. Sam Jr. turned to Hal.
Where did these come from?
How would I know? He replied. Remember,
Hal's still a little bit dark. He's a little bit brooding.
A little bit tooty, sort of.
A little sort of
young,
a little
buck.
Bit Luke Perry of this, you know.
Luke Perry.
Back to BH90210. It's sort of my reference.
That was like early days.
Yeah,
Once Upon a Tangent.
Yeah,
that takes you back.
Yeah, it takes me back. I was on the spellings before. Now it's Luke Perry because he was brooding. It's like, mate, you've got a Porsche 356. You've got a house down at the beach. No cares.
I don't remember what he looks like. What is he? What does my Hal look like then?
Hal, if he's a mini Luke Perry,
yeah,
he has like a bigger forehead, sort of stylish hair, but like the older face for a kid. My memories of some kids are they were automatic old people.
Like
I've just probably
face.
Got a crap memory.
Yeah,
automatic sort of old face.
Yeah,
and brooding.
Yeah,
like just a smirk is the most you get from him. But it's darkness that some people might be attracted to,
threatening to light a cigarette at any moment.
That's it, and then flick it away and just go whatever, and then just he was a magnet for people, and I'd look at him going, man, this dude's a bit of a jerk.
Does he have double denim? Does he wear two?
I'd say back in those days of Beverly Hills, yes.
With the white
early 90s
Bonds,
was,
Bonds shirt?
Yeah, like it was a double denim, and he rocked it. And then he'd go surfing instead of going to school. But I think he was actually 40 acting 18.
Oh, was he? Really?
Well, it was, yeah. But I like him, though.
Okay.
So Hal.
All right, I want him to have double denim.
Maybe we'll
denim
get Luke Perry
cool.
to do the acting in this.
He's
probably looked after
he'll
himself.
He'll be 60-something, but he can still play a 13-year-old, no worries.
Brood away, my friend, typecasting 20 years down the track.
All around them, girls were hurrying to find portals they liked. Get it? Title. The most popular door, tunnel-shaped in glowing pink, had the most takers. As soon as anyone touched a door, they vanished.
What? Did anyone learn from the first idiot that touched a door?
It seemed like...
Oh, is it a good vanish? Like they've gone
vanished.
Somewhere. I thought you meant like, well, that's
the
end of
the
camp.
Portals are taking them away or something.
Ah.
Get this. I think these are teleporters, said Hal, now with a 30-year-old voice.
30-year-old smoker's voice.
Smoker's, well, you've inspired me. Double denim smoker. I'm going to have that.
And slightly rounded shoulders.
Yeah, rounded shoulder, a bit slouch. Like, when he looks up at you, it's like diagonal. Do you know what I mean? Slant. Which one are you going to choose?
Not sure. But I've been watching, and not one person has gone through that ugly-ass door.
Ugly-ass door.
I forgot I put a swear word in here, and I went to check myself.
He's
I even
getting,
spelt it the Australian way, A-R-S-E.
Oh, he's getting looser by the minute, this cat.
I breathed the character. As soon as I went in, it was in there. Hal pointed to a slimy green door with brown vertical stripes at the end of the hall.
No wonder no one's gone through it.
It sure was ugly. Yes, you read my mind. Nothing about green and slime and brown vertical stripes.
All the girls have gone for pink.
Yeah.
The mainstream.
I envisaged that there would be like 40 in the picture book or the digital book, 40 different, you know, doors. Ostensibly, each person could take their own door. But the girls have all flocked to the same one. And
like
most
sheep.
Of them are, like sheep. But this guy goes, I'm a rebel. I'm different. I like that ugly one right at the end.
So. And he might even, because his hands are in his pockets, he might even lift the elbow.
Yeah, that's right. That doesn't even bother to take it out of his hands. Just like, jut his chin out at it.
Yeah, it's too cool to point. There. I'm going to do it.
By the time they reached it, the hallway was dead quiet. Only Sam and Hal remained. Everyone's gone. They've vanished.
Just the fast friends.
I'll go if you go, said Sam Jr. with a quiver in his voice. Quiver or quaver? I always get that wrong.
Quiver. I'll go if you go.
Yeah, like, yeah, that nervous.
How does
I remember his pizza voice. He's in book one, he is.
I'll go if you go.
That's it. He's still not hit That's puberty right. properly yet. Sure. Boys stick together, Howard replied. Yeah, you don't cringe. Oh, man, that's the most physical cringe I've ever seen. It is pretty bad, though, isn't it?
No. It's maybe because this guy's not like me. I'm just thinking, yeah, he's... But he might take this somewhere where it needs to go.
Yeah.
The slimy door. A real crappy ass door.
This next line was 100% inspired by you.
Ooh.
With an excited lick of the lips...
Oh, hang on.
You've done it before when you were telling me an exciting part of your story. A listener listening to this won't see it, but... Dunn Craig will go when he's got a good line coming up.
I make it to right.
So I've included it in my book. Yeah. So this is art imitating life. With an excited lick of the lips, Hal and Sam nervously touched the door. In a flash, they were caught up in a rush of wind, launching them headfirst into the air. That's sound effects. The pull of gravity tightened their faces and made their stomachs flip. They were shooting up vertically through a tube of light. Does this sound right?
This has a lot.
I was caught up, man. This happened.
What an adventure.
I typed this up in a flash, man. I was caught up. It was like riding an elevator with a jet engine. Now, there's an image.
A jet elevator.
I'd like to go to the 13th floor, please. Oh, God, that hurt. And I'm here.
Wear your helmet. Spine goes through the top of your head.
Yeah.
Wow, these boys are on an adventure.
Where are they going? After 6 or 7 seconds, they came to a jarring stop and the light tube around them disappeared.
Yes.
The boys could hardly catch their breaths. And there's some dialogue here. Do you want to do the dialogue with me? Or is it breaking the more rules?
No, you do it. You've got the voices. Okay. That's cool.
Whoa, exclaimed Sam. That was scary as.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Sam, started Hal. I mean, I wasn't scared, but Hey, Sam. Said Hal again. There should have been a warning or, hey, Sam.
Uh-oh, hang on.
All capitals that time. He's serious.
Whoa.
Sam Jr. fell silent when he saw the look on Hal's face. He was looking off into the distance with eyes as wide as 50 cent coins. I hope they're big everywhere.
Do you reckon our eyes are already as big as 50 cent coins?
But wide open? Yeah, they probably
the face you just made was... Your eyes stayed the same, but your eyebrows went through the roof.
Yeah,
like,
my eyebrows go. My eyebrows, they go.
So you mean massive eyes? Like,
basically like dish plates or
dish
Coke
plates,
bottles.
There you go. You
know, okay, that's a... Okay,
basketballer's that's hands.
As wide as dish plates. Look. Sam followed his friend's gaze. Are you ready for this?
Don't know.
He's seen something, but Sam hasn't. And Hal's like, hey, man, pay attention to your surroundings. Be prepared. They stood at a great height, maybe 90 or 100 metres in the air.
Whoa.
And the view was breathtaking.
Oh.
They were on a sturdy wooden platform at the top of a tree. All around them, a forest of mountain ash spread as far as the eye could see.
Back to the mountain ash. For those of you that haven't heard Ep 1, that's a tree.
That is a tree.
Not actual ash.
See, those who went to number one and came back have been richly rewarded by knowing the backstory.
So a stack of mountain ash.
Mountain ash. Check it out, said Hal. They're all connected. All the trees are connected.
Whoa.
He has to reiterate because...
Like via a social network?
Digitally, like electronic...
Trees looking down at devices?
They're like tweeting to each other. Oh, with birds. Birds in the trees.
Tweeting.
They're ahead of us, man.
Oh, gee, this is levels.
It's coming close to the very ending here, so...
Oh, wow.
Sam Jr. hadn't registered the sight at first, but Hal was right. What looked like ropes were actually zip cords.
Ooh.
He could see landing platforms, ladders and bridges, bouncy pads and slides.
Awesome,
gasped
no
Sam
joke,
Jr.
This is awesome. What's grumpy old Luke Perry about?
Well, Hal's like, check it out, man. You're too busy telling me how you were not scared and you should do it again.
Worried
He's
about
like,
plates for eyes.
Hey, man, we're 100 metres in the air.
Have a look around.
Yeah. Taking the sights, man.
Let's not waste our time.
If I was a kid being read this story at night, I'm just talking from my own writing here, I'd be excited. Would you be?
Sounds awesome.
Would you read it to your
zip
kids?
Zip lines and all that. Yeah.
Fly around the forest is your oyster.
And mountain ash. That's got just big dreams written all over it.
Hal leapt off the platform before Sam could say another word. He landed right in the middle of a bouncy pad that threw him up to a zip rope. He grabbed the hook. Just as the feet landed on a pair of rollers and he was away to
Whoa,
the next tree.
It's got everything.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
Jump, hook, grab, bounce, slide. And he's off.
This is an adventure.
Now, this has got to be like a long distance. You coming? He called out with his 30-year-old voice. He called out between fits of laughter.
As he lit up a cigarette.
Yeah.
A because it just sounds like such an awesome adventure. Like he's jumped on like a flying fox, like a zip line, has skates on.
Yep.
After he bounced off a massive like bouncy pillow.
Yeah. And he's going to go into that tree, to that tree. I guess back to that robot voice that said, you know, today's goal is to explore.
Yep.
Then all of the portals lead you to some exploration place. It might not be trees.
Yeah. Kids will love this.
Yeah. You're coming? Yeah. You bet, said Sam. Back to my old favourite moral lesson or something at the end. What Sam and Hal learned that day was that amazing things can happen where you least expect them.
Behind the slimy
Behind the
brown.
Slimy. Brown vertical, that was trees, bark. That was my vision. You know, the door, you can't tell, it's abstract, but we're taking you to the brown vertical forest with
wow.
slimy green.
I didn't even
trees.
Think of that.
See, layers. I'm an onion boy. No, that's yours.
Layers like an onion. How do you feel about that? Well, first time we've done a chapter two.
And I think I won't do it again because I felt like I wanted to write three or four more chapters. I didn't want them to end. I wanted them to come back and then go on another exploration and then see what the other girls were doing.
That's what interested me. What was behind the pink door that all the girls went for?
Yeah, and I actually didn't think about it. I thought it would be like Lollipop Land or, you know, something like woo, lovely fairy floss and bubblegum and all that kind of... Oh, I don't know.
At least we don't tick stereotype boxes.
See, I also only write for dudes. I know what dudes do.
That's fair enough. That's a tough one. Maybe we find out from some kids what the ultimate, like, explore for them would be if they were told, right, today, do what you want.
Yeah.
Behind that door.
Yeah.
Is what, and they can create that.
What would you want to do?
Bit of ownership. We have to do less work. You don't have to do any more story
writing. That's right. It's up to your own imagination. Good night.
8 episodes in, we're already like, yeah, I know, man, this is tiring work. 1 episode a week.
Yeah.
Well, good. I like where it went, but...
Thanks. It's no, not complete. It's complete.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see that chapter closed, I think.
Your morals always close it. It's hard to argue with a moral at the end of it.
Yeah.
And blah. I don't know if he should be smoking all the way through, though.
Yeah, I might get that rejected by publishers and like, you know.
And a double denim, are they sleeves pulled off?
Yes. And maybe later when it gets hot, although it doesn't get hot in Scrub Chasm, you can have cutoffs. You know, the jeans that shredded like high on the thigh.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Like
cool.
Tobias from Arrested Development. So he's like that guy.
Funky.
But I think Scrub Chasm, they're going to have 30 days or whatever, you know, 2 months of enjoyment. And we're just going to imagine them in the future one day. They're having a good time.
Might come back. Can we do like a reunion of Scrub Chasm if this podcast is still going in 10 years?
Yeah.
Bring back the characters.
Yeah, when I get to episode 100.
Actually bring them in here.
Yeah, that's right.
So guys, where are you at now? Like, what are you up to?
Still talking like this.
My voice dropped.
Oh, you don't sound as, you know, what's it called as before?
Oh no, I'm not like this anymore. My voice dropped. Pretty cool.
Thanks for giving me the colour for my characters.
Hey, Ted Brown, well done on following that up and breaking the rules that you helped create.
That is true.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Ozcast Network.